Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Brennan. Thanks for having me back on.
I love your hat.
Oh, thank you.
That, you know, they, I just had this teeny little monitor where I could barely see anyone, and then they put in this 80-inch television way in the back there. So audience always wonders, why is he looking off over here? Because there's a gigantic screen. So I can actually see you now. I see your little flags there and your American flag. That's a beautiful setup you got there.
Thank you. I do like triggering a snowflakes.
Well, well, you're going to do it. All right, so we got 9 minutes with you, Annie. Give us an update. What's going on with Iran, Annie?
Oh, boy. So officially, we're back on negotiation with the Islamic Republic of Iran's regime. The Obama deal is back on the table, and we're trying to renegotiate. But here's the key parts I want to mention. Number one, renegotiation is going the same way the original deal went, meaning Iran is giving us nothing. Literally, I mean it, Brennan, nothing. But we have already lifted three sanctions. One of them being Iran is allowed to sell electricity now, starting with Iraq, and already started talking to Taliban in Afghanistan. So that's the main sanction that was lifted. And interesting enough, just like Obama time, it's all happening in secret because these sanctions were lifted in November 19, but we heard about it from the government on December 3rd saying, oh, it's already done and over with. Secondly, Iran is still sticking with nobody has the right to go and do any inspection, and we have agreed to that so far. So this is where we're at. And, oh, and the money. Did I mention they are putting together numbers of how much in damages and penalty Biden administration should pay Iran for the sanctions Trump put on Iran?
And I bet you we pay it, don't we?
They're putting together numbers. Like, literally, Biden handlers are like, oh, crunch some numbers, tell us how much, we'll have it your way immediately.
And that'll be funding our own demise, won't it?
Exactly. It's the same thing with Afghanistan. I know we only have 9 minutes, but there is so much going on that Biden administration is literally selling us out right now.
Well, let's get to it.
Literally official.
Give me some examples.
So, Iran deal, I already told you. Here's what's happening with Afghanistan. So, the Congress just passed a bill giving Biden cabal $13 billion in more Afghan refugee resettlements. There is no end date on that.
$13 billion.
$13 billion. And here's where it gets embarrassing. 19 members of Senate who helped this go forward are Republicans.
How many?
19
Republicans helped push through this billions of dollars for bringing Islamic, potentially jihadis, to America.
Absolutely. And the Department of Homeland Security has already officially announced on the record that they are not doing one-on-one screening of these refugees. So they already told us, we don't know who they are. We're not background checking them. We're not even screening them. And most of them are not being interviewed, so there's no one-on-one interview either. So they're just coming in, and they're released on welfare, and they come back to vote Democrats, and then they bring their jihadi brothers into the country and blow us all up. I know I sound crazy, but that's reality.
No, it is
also,
reality.
We're also sending another $100,000 aid to Taliban in Afghanistan to help them help the country. But I just want to say that as early as 4 days ago, two Afghan girls, a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, were sold by their fathers because the family was starving, and the buyer offered $2,000 per girl, and they can survive for a year with that money.
But you know, you said we were giving $100,000. Is that, did you mean more than that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 100,000? I meant 100. 100 million.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. That sounds more like
it. I'm so sorry. 100 million.
So we're giving $100 million to the Taliban.
Yes. But Afghan men are selling their 7- and 8-year-old daughters to not starve. So the money is not helping. It's not aid. It's not helping the people of Afghanistan. The same thing with Iran. I don't know. I don't know when people will realize not a penny of any of the money we're giving to these Islamic leaders are ever going to go to their citizens. They all going to go towards Islamic jihad and terrorism.
What else do you have out of Afghanistan before we come?
Do you remember March 22nd, Colorado supermarket when
yes,
the Islamic,
yes.
He was just he was declared incompetent, mentally incompetent to stand trial.
Really?
Yes.
How
and
convenient.
I called it the day he was arrested. I said, watch us, he's not going to stand trial because he got mental issues.
And yet he was mentally there enough to know to pick a grocery store that had a lot of Jewish clients because of its kosher deli or kosher grocery store.
And he was mentally stable enough to know it's a Jewish holiday.
Wow.
But now, so that's the update inside. And last thing I want to make sure to talk about is, please keep your eyes open as far as Congresswoman. I drew a blank on her name.
Which one?
Do you have her name?
Which one is it? Is it Omar? Is it Rashida Tlaib?
No, Boberts. Boberts.
Oh, she's out of Colorado, isn't she?
Yes. And uh-huh. Here's the thing. Democrats are going after her. They're going to try to remove her from her committee because now Ilhan Omar has the support of Nancy Pelosi, even though Boebert did apologize publicly and on the phone to Ilhan Omar. They have the perfect excuse to go after her now.
What did she, did she supposedly insult the Islamic group?
No, she made a joke of saying Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is part of the jihad squad.
Okay.
Ilhan Omar took that personal, which, by the way, I agree with Congresswoman Boebert.
Well, because jihad is waged not just by blowing things up. There's cultural jihad, right?
Exactly. But here's where the hypocrisy starts. Well, many of them, but number one. So Ilhan Omar is taking this as Islamophobia, but then at the same time, Ilhan Omar claims that jihad in Islam means a struggle. If it means a struggle, she should be proud to be called a jihadist, a squad member, huh?
Well, isn't that what was the one congresswoman, or no, the jihadi that was always threatening the White House and declaring jihad on the White House? What was that girl's name? What was that woman's name?
Linda Sarsour?
Huh?
Linda Sarsour.
Yeah, Linda Sarsour. Wasn't she the one calling for cultural jihad in one of her speeches?
Yes. And she was also behind Ilhan Omar, and she endorsed Ilhan Omar, and they're buddy buddies. But no. It was Islamophobic, and it was dangerous. So they made Congresswoman apologize, which she did, but Ilhan Omar is not letting it go. Nancy Pelosi already announced that she's going to investigate and make sure there will be consequences. And Ilhan Omar went on CNN talking about how horrible this is. And here's the key part she mentioned. She said, when I was elected, I received many calls from international prime ministers and leaders congratulating me, saying, finally, America is past their September 11 Islamophobia.
Mm.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. LiveUpToFreedom.com, LiveUpToFreedom.com. She's also an associate producer with Lindell TV. And you want to plug any of the social media sites?
Yes, we are everywhere. And I mean, you name it, we are there on their Frank Speech handle. Everywhere except if you want to find us on Twitter, then the handle is Lindell TV Media. That's the only handle that's different.
So under Twitter.
So on all social media, Lindell TV, on Twitter, Lindell TV Media.
And what will they find when they go there? What are you putting up every day?
Everything. Any video that goes on Frank's speech will be shared. Also, we have short clips, like a highlight of each video, so you can know which one you want to go watch. Also, any upcoming announcements and all the good deals of promo codes that you can start doing your Christmas shopping.
Well, I want to make sure you pull a good clip from tonight's interview with you.
I will do that for sure.
Okay, do that. Thank you, Annie.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Thanks for checking in. Annie with LiveUpToFreedom.com, LiveUpToFreedom.com.